yoga and diabetes were made for each other. A lot of people just assume that, you know, diabetes is something that comes from lifestyle. And so everyone just say to me, how could this have happened to you? I mean, you don't look, you know, big and you eat really well. And I guess for me, I had to come to terms with the fact that diabetes can happen to anyone at any age. And even your lifestyle doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting it. In 2008, there was some unusual stuff going on in my blood work. And I was actually diagnosed with pre-diabetes. And then I thought it was type 2 diabetes. But about a year later, I found out it was an autoimmune related condition. So that's type 1. But it's actually called type 1 LADA, which means that it's latent autoimmune diabetes in adults. So it's got aspects of type 2, which is all about insulin resistance and, you know, not receiving the insulin, and type 1, which is that you don't produce enough insulin. And that's really why I wrote the book, because I wanted people to understand and realize that yoga is just such a beautiful complement to your lifestyle if you have diabetes. And actually, it's a perfect complement, no matter what you do, because it's just so fantastic for stress relief. When you have any chronic condition, the biggest thing that everybody deals with is stress, because stress always aggravates the immune system. The big thing is about having diabetes is we tend to isolate ourselves and maybe be in a community where we don't know anyone else who is going through the same thing. So my personal story is in there. And so that is there all the way through the book. So every chapter starts with how I related to getting into a certain experience, how I worked with my diabetes to deal with that experience. So it's giving them kind of a feeling of that I'm on the journey too. And then everything is in threes. So there's three simple breathing exercises that don't take more than 10 minutes to do. There's three meditations, again, that don't take more than 10 minutes to do. And there's three sequences that don't take more than 15 minutes to do. And then there's lots of little information, like on how to set up your practice space, how to do your practice in relationship to whether you're taking insulin or whether you're on medication. And the great thing is that because I'm sort of involved in a community of people who are advocates for diabetes or writing books on diabetes, I've had a lot of support. So when I've been working on chapters, I've also been sending things to those people to get advice to make sure that what I'm writing makes sense, that it works. And, you know, that's been going really well, too. You know, what's interesting about writing is some people sit down for an afternoon or morning and, you know, they get up at 5:30 and they write. And what I found actually for me, which has really worked well for this book, is writing in batches. So it sort of came together in no time by the end. And I don't really remember how much time I spent on each thing, but maybe I spent like 3 days really working on a section, then I'd have a break for a week, then I'd go back and look at it again and move on. So I used to write in a very different way. I used to write from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. every night, and I did that for about 3 years when I was working on something else. And this time, it's actually been just kind of when I can fit it in, and I was quite surprised that that was actually a really easy way to write. What I've done in the book, and this is what I'm really passionate about, is I've taken my understanding of the science of Ayurveda. And Ayurveda is a sister science to yoga, and it's called the science of life. So it's all about health and healing. And I've taken that and sort of given people a questionnaire where they can check out, you know, what is their constitution? So regardless of what your health condition is and, you know, what your type of diabetes is, you can go through that questionnaire and discover, well, what kind of body type am I and what kind of personality am I? And then you can find a yoga practice that suits you. And then in the book, I've put together three different routines for people to follow. And they're really short. They're only about 15 minutes with really clear instructions. But that's just one part of the book. You know, this is one of those books where it's been such a labor of love. And I also really wanted to make the book really motivating for people. So I felt that the photography and the graphic design had to be, you know, top notch. So, you know, a lot of people these days, they just upload their book onto Amazon and they just print on demand. But I kind of want to go the old-fashioned way. I want it to be one of those beautiful coffee table books that sits out there and people open it and they go, wow, these photos are incredible. So it actually costs quite a lot to produce a book like that, and I don't have the resources. So I've started this crowdfunding campaign to gather support, and anyone can pledge. And that's the thing. You don't have to have diabetes to put your energy behind something like this. There's actually a video where I talk about the book, and I put the video together myself. And then there's just a whole bunch of information on the site, and there's a sample of the book. And it's a bit of a movement. So once you're on the campaign site, then I'm updating all the time and sharing all the things that are going on, the photos and, you know, what's happening with the book and how it's going. Yesterday, we just started planning out the book cover, which was it's so exciting putting a book together. I actually have 104 supporters. I want to get to, I guess, you know, if I can reach my target before my target is up, that would be just ideal. The part of the crowdfunding thing is there's lots of different rewards. So you don't just get the book. You get all sorts of things along with the book. You know, there's posters. I'm a musician, so you can get CDs. I've enlisted some other people with amazing things to give. So we're partnering up with Byron Spirit Fest, and there's going to be like buy the book and get a discount, you know, to the festival. So that's coming on board. It's just there's lots of little things, but it's all or nothing. So I'm biting my nails. Yeah. And, you know, the reason I wanted to do that was because I wanted to have creative control. And that's something that's really important to me as an author, is that I wanted to be able to say, you know, this David Young is a photographer. He's a local photographer. He's beautiful. Brilliant photographer, actually. And I just love his photos. And when I was choosing who I wanted to photograph, I kept coming back to him. And I just thought, he has the vision that I, you know, he's going to help me bring my vision to reality. And also with the graphic designer, I've worked with her before. And I just love, she's a yogi. She's interested in what I'm doing. She's always done beautiful work for me. So, you know, I didn't want to lose that creative control. And that's the main reason I actually chose to self-publish. Goal is to have it launched, you know, by May.